there. Welcome back to Project Independence and You. I'm your host, Evelyn Roth. We are here at the Aging in Place in Suburbia conference at the just incredible Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury. It's a terrific event. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, wonderful presenters. The focus is technology. And with us now is Joe Galante, who is Assistant Controller for Strategic Planning and Program Effectiveness with the Office of the New York State Controller, our own Tom DiNapoli, North Hempstead boy. And Joe, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you so much, Evelyn. And as you said, it's just a great conference here today. Hundreds and hundreds of people, all the vendors, all the great speakers, and everyone has a smile on their face, and they're learning a lot of new things. So
yeah, the wonderful thing is that the success we've had in recruiting vendors who are basically paying a bit for their table enabled us to produce the conference and to allow all the seniors not only to come for no registration fee, but also to have a little breakfast and a little lunch on the conference. So it really turns out to be a win-win in every respect. And some terrific information being shared here, and little gifts and little chocolates being enjoyed by our seniors. And with the focus on technology, folks are seeing some demonstrations of some incredible futuristic stuff that's happening in telemedicine and in personal computing. And I know that in your office, you, of course, have used technology to make the whole process of finding out if you have any unclaimed funds easier. Tell us about the unclaimed funds program.
Sure. Yeah, many people know the state controller's office, and Controller DiNapoli as being the chief financial officer of the state, the chief auditor of the state, the sole trustee of the state pension fund. We still do some other things too. And one of the other roles that we have is the custodian of unclaimed funds. And currently, the controller's office is holding $11 billion in unclaimed funds that have gone unclaimed from bank accounts, from insurance policies, money that people have misplaced in some way, shape, or form over the years. And we hold it for businesses, for individuals, for not-for-profits. And we try to return that money. And despite our efforts, we return over $250 million a year to people who make claims on accounts that we're holding. About $650 to $700 million a year comes in. So as fast as we can give it out, money's coming in. So we want to return that,
Joe,
to people.
What amazes me, Joe, is that everybody you talk to has discovered that they have unclaimed funds somewhere, whether it's $25 or $14,000. Sure. You told me your little story. Sure. I've never checked because I consider myself to be someone who's meticulous about my records and my accounts. But I'm going to look.
Right. And over the years, again, in an attempt to return that money to its rightful owners, we have made a lot of steps using technology to try to do that.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, one of the things we did, I was happy to have served on a steering committee in our office to have an online claiming process for unclaimed funds. So we instituted that last year. It's been very, very successful. The way it works is if you go to our website, www.osc.state.ny.us, on the main page there's a link for search for lost money that will bring people to the database where you can search to see if you have any unclaimed funds due to you from the state controller's office. You put in your name there. Check to see if your name comes up, and if it does, you can, as long as the account is under $5,000, which most are, as long as it's not related to an estate or related to a corporate claim, you can put the claim in online just with a few easy steps on the computer. When you hit enter and hit send, that goes into our claims processing unit. And within normally 3 days, the check is cut and mailed to the individual.
Wow.
And we've been able to return literally hundreds of millions of dollars this way in the last year or so.
Give us that website again. How do we get
sure, it's www.osc.state.ny.us, or just go to Google or Yahoo and type in New York State Comptroller's Office, and that'll bring it to us. And it's also really important to point out, especially for seniors, because these days there's so many scams out there, and people get letters saying, "Oh, we found money for you, and for a fee of 15%, you know, we'll return it to you." There's no fees involved here. This is your money. You're rightfully entitled to it. There are claim services out there that will do the work for you, but there's so little work involved in most cases that we don't want to see people pay those excessive fees and see all the money returned to them if possible.
Yeah. And the reason that you can't do it with larger amounts is?
Well, the larger the amount, generally the more proof or the more backup documentation we'll need. For example, if you find money for a deceased relative on our website, you can claim that, but we will require death certificates, letters, testamentary from a surrogate's office, and perhaps some other documentation, particularly in a case where there might be multiple heirs. So we always want to verify that the money is going to the rightful owner of the property.
So where is most of this unclaimed money? Is it in forgotten bank accounts?
Sure. It's a combination of things. Forgotten bank accounts, stock dividends, even things like refunds of deposits on your utility bills. So say, for example, you put in a deposit with an electric company or a phone company, then you move. They have to return that deposit to you, but you've moved, and if you haven't notified them of the new address, it may get turned over to the controller's office. There's also insurance policies, you know, that may go unclaimed, that the beneficiary didn't realize there was an insurance policy that they had they were entitled to, and if a sufficient period went by, the insurance company is required to turn it over to us as well. Uncashed checks is another very big category.
Oh, folks, get on that website. Find all that money. Joe, you told us a great story about how you paid for your wedding.
Sure.
Tell us.
Well, you know, having worked at the controller's office, you know, I oftentimes go on the website, and when I was engaged to my now wife, she had mentioned to me, you know, that when her mother passed away at a very young age, no one really took care of anything, you know, with the estate. So sure enough, I did a quick search and found quite a bit of money that was due to my wife and her sister in their mother's name. And we felt in a way that her mother really was at our wedding in many ways, because that money really came in at a very good time.
That's great. That's a great story. Yeah. And you are the assistant controller. One of the things that you mentioned when we were talking earlier was this study that was done on New York State retirees, and mm-hmm. I know there are a lot of retirees mm-hmm. in our listening audience, right. And there are also some people who think, well, we shouldn't be paying those pensions anymore mm-hmm. because, you know, we give those people too much money
sure.
anyway. So you did a study of where that money goes.
Yeah, our office did a study a number of years back. It goes back about 3 or 4 years, but it was very interesting to see. We have over 1 million members of the New York State and local retirement system that's currently active and retirees combined. There's 1 million members of the system. And many people, you know, will say or make the claim that, you know, people work for government, they get these big pensions, they move out of state, and you know, we never see any of the money back. Well, we wanted to, you know, test that theory a little bit, and our economic folks, you know, had taken a look at state retirees and local government retirees who are members of the state retirement system, and what the economic impact of that is. And what we found was more than almost 75% of retirees were still in New York State and still paying local property taxes and still paying their sales taxes and really contributing quite a bit to the tune of about $7 billion a year to the New York State economy. And it's really an amazing figure when you think of it, that those retirees are there spending quite a bit of their disposable income at local stores and in their local communities in terms of generating sales taxes and property taxes as well. So retirees, whether they be state retirees or retirees from private retirement systems, contribute quite a bit to the state economy.
Joe, you know, we read a lot about shortfalls in pension funds and municipalities in trouble accessing pension funds and discussion about reducing pensions. How are we doing here in the state of New York?
Well, I can say that the New York State Pension Fund is rated among one of the best, if not the best, in the country, in the world, by many outside independent sources. Luckily, New York State didn't make the mistake that many other states had made, and we did pay our bills, and we did meet our obligations in terms of funding the retirement system correctly. And Comptroller DiNapoli has been a strong proponent of that, that even despite the difficult times and despite the fact that we've been through a rough period the last five or so years because of the economy and pension costs have gone up, that we still had to meet those obligations, and we have. And we're coming out of that period now. We're expecting by next year that the rates will really steady and they will level off quite a bit so that that impact to local taxpayers would be minimized.
So we'll be okay if you're a New York State or a local government pensioner?
Your pension is constitutionally guaranteed in New York State if you're a state or local government worker, and we've been very, very careful with that money and wise with the investments, and the pension fund is very strong and solid. We just reported this year, earlier this year, when the pension fund was valued, it's at its highest level ever at $160 billion,
wow,
which is a big number.
So. Well, that's great to hear. Mm-hmm. We've been talking with Joe Galante, who is the Assistant Comptroller in New York State for Strategic Planning and Program Effectiveness. He works, of course, with Comptroller Tom DiNapoli. And Joe, when you go back to Albany or to the local office, please tell Tom that we want to have him on the show.
I definitely will, and I can proudly say that he's still a resident here in the town of North Hempstead. He's aging in place and in his home in Great Neck, and he's proud to be a North Hempstead resident. I know he's been following very closely the success of Project Independence,
yeah,
and all that the town is
doing
to help seniors.
Well, having known him since he was 17 years old, it sometimes amazes me how he is aging.
Sure.
But aren't we all?
Right.
Thanks again, Joe.
Thank you so much.
Stay tuned to Project Independence, and you will be right back.